2019年精编初中英语教学与评估。一
Part 1
第一部分听力
1. Listening comprehension
听力理解
A. Listen and choose the right picture
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片。
1. The little boy likes reading books in his spare time. 1. The little boy likes reading books in his spare time.
2. That sign means you can take the lift over there.2. That sign means you can take the lift over there.
3. Computers can calculate very fast and rarely give wrong answers. 3. Computers can calculate very fast and rarely give wrong answers.
4. John had a bad toothache, so he went to see a dentist yesterday. 4. John had a bad toothache, so he went to see a dentist yesterday.
5. It is good for students to go to the countryside by bicycle in spring. 5. It is good for students to go to the countryside by bicycle in spring.
6. Air pollution is so serious that we must do something to stop it. 6.Air pollution is so serious that we must do something to stop it.
6. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
7. What are you going to do this weekend, Lucy?
I'm not sure. Maybe I'll go to see my grandfather and grandmother.
Question. Who will Lucy probably go to see this weekend?
请再听一遍。
What are you going to do this weekend, Lucy?
I'm not sure. Maybe I'll go to see my grandfather and grandmother.
Question. Who will Lucy probably go to see this weekend?
8. My father is an engineer. What about your father, John?
He is a detective, and he likes his job very much.
Question. What does John's father do?
请再听一遍。
My father is an engineer. What about your father, John?
He is a detective, and he likes his job very much.
Question. What does John's father do?9. Sorry I'm late, Mr. Black. The underground line, too, broke down this morning.
That's all right, Jenny. So how did you get to the office?
Well, I got here by taxi at last.
Question. How did Jenny get here at last?
请再听一遍。
Sorry I'm late, Mr. Black. The underground line, too, broke down this morning.
That's all right, Jenny.So how did you get to the office?
Well, I got here by taxi at last.
Question. How did Jenny get here at last?
10. What can I do for you, sir?
I'd like a notebook and some pencils.
Question. Where are the two speakers?
请再听一遍。
What can I do for you, sir?
I'd like a notebook and some pencils.
Question. Where are the two speakers? Is your physics class still crowded?
Well, in the first week there were 30 students altogether, and the next week two more students joined. But this week, three students left.
Question. How many students are there in the physics class this week?
请再听一遍。
Is your physics class still crowded?
Well,In the first week, there were 30 students altogether, and the next week, two more students joined. But this week, three students left.
Question. How many students are there in the physics class this week?
12. Where have you been these days?
I have been to Beijing. I visited the Great Wall and the Summer Palace.
Did you go to visit other places?
Yes, I did. I also visited the Palace Museum, but I had no time to see the Temple of Heaven.
Question. Which place did the woman fail to visit?
请再听一遍。
Where have you been these days?
I have been to Beijing. I visited the Great Wall and the Summer Palace.
Did you go to visit other places?
Yes, I did.I also visited the Palace Museum, but I had no time to see the Temple of Heaven.
Question. Which place did the woman fail to visit?
13. Could you lend me your pen?
Didn't Mum buy you one the other day?
I left it at school.
Question. What's the possible relationship between the two speakers?
请再听一遍。
Could you lend me your pen?
Didn't Mum buy you one the other day?
I left it at school.
Question. What's the possible relationship between the two speakers?
14. Tom, where is your English homework?
I'm sorry, I forgot to do my English homework, but I worked hard late last night.
You always say you work hard, Tom, and your English homework is always forgotten.
Question. What can we learn from the dialogue?
请再听一遍。
Tom, where is your English homework?
I'm sorry, I forgot to do my English homework, but I worked hard late last night.
You always say you work hard, Tom, and your English homework is always forgotten.
Question. What can we learn from the dialogue?
C. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Mr. Edwards and Mr. Wilson were good friends. They were sitting in a train when another man came in. There was going to be an election soon, and Mr. Edwards and Mr. Wilson began talking about politics. Mr. Edwards supported the Labour Party strongly. Suddenly, the third man began to argue with Mr. Edwards. He supported the Conservatives.Mr. Edwards and the third man argued for a long time, and then Mr. Edwards said, Well, I cannot make you change your mind, and you cannot make me change mine, so let's have an agreement. I won't vote for the Labour Party, and you won't vote for the Conservative Party. Then we'll be able to stay at home comfortably, and nobody will lose anything. The other man agreed.They all got out at the same station, and Mr. Edwards drove Mr. Wilson home in his car. That is the 15th fool I've made that agreement with, he said to him.
请再听一遍。
Mr. Edwards and Mr. Wilson were good friends. They were sitting in a train. When another man came in, there was going to be an election soon, and Mr. Edwards and Mr. Wilson began talking about politics. Mr. Edwards supported the Labour Party strongly. Suddenly, the third man began to argue with Mr. Edwards. He supported the Conservatives. Mr. Edwards and the third man argued for a long time, and then Mr. Edwards said, "Well, I cannot make you change your mind, and you cannot make me change mine. So let's have an agreement. I won't vote for the Labour Party, and you won't vote for the Conservative Party. Then we'll be able to stay at home comfortably, and nobody will lose anything." The other man agreed. They all got out at the same station, and Mr. Edwards drove Mr. Wilson home in his car. "That is the 15th fool I've made that agreement with," he said to him. D. Listen to the dialogue or passage and complete the following sentences.
听对话或短文，完成下列句子，每空格限填一词。
Miss Lee, right?
Yes, that's right.
Please take a seat.
Thank you.
So, you are interested in a job as a waitress?
That's right. I saw your sign in the window asking for part-time waitresses.
Have you worked as a waitress for 3 years at several different restaurants?
Of course, I have.
I see. Are you working now?
Yes, at the Park Hotel dining room on Hill Avenue.
They have a nice dining room there. Why do you want to leave?
Because I can't work full-time at the moment. I'm taking some courses at university and need more time for study.
Well, what days are you free?
I'm free all day on Thursday and Friday, Saturday and Sunday.
That suits us very well. We're looking for someone who can help us late in the week when we get very busy, especially Thursday afternoon, Friday afternoon, and evening as well as Saturday. The restaurant is closed on Sunday.
That's fine with me.
When can you start?
Is the first of next month all right with you?
That's fine. The 1st of May, yes, that's good. By the way, you'll get $12 an hour with tips, of course.
Good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
请再听一遍。
Miss Lee, right?
Yes, that's right.
Please take a seat.
Thank you.
So, you are interested in a job as a waitress?
That's right. I saw your sign in the window asking for part-time waitresses.
Have you worked as a waitress for 3 years at several different restaurants?
Of course, I have.
I see. Are you working now?
Yes, at the Park Hotel dining room on Hill Avenue.
They have a nice dining room there. Why do you want to leave?
Because I can't work full-time at the moment. I'm taking some courses at university and need more time for study.
Well, what days are you free?
I'm free all day on Thursday and Friday, Saturday and Sunday.
That suits us very well. We're looking for someone who can help us late in the week when we get very busy, especially Thursday afternoon, Friday afternoon, and evening as well as Saturday. The restaurant is closed on Sunday.
That's fine with me.
When can you start?
Is the 1st of next month all right with you?
That's fine. The 1st of May, yes, that's good. By the way, you'll get $12 an hour with tips, of course.
Good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.